Hello, noobs. Good evening. At least it's evening where I'm at, in Sacramento. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 7 of The Paperback Noob. I am your host, Jessica. Thank you all for listening. I know I have a few established listeners. I really appreciate the time that you take to spend listening to my voice, and I hope that we can grow this podcast. So please share. Please visit my website, www.thepaperbacknoob.com. Leave comments. I want to hear from you. Okay, so today I thought we would talk a little bit about how to write when you have a day job. And some of you out there, actually most of you out there, most of my noobs, probably are not established authors, and that's totally okay. I'm not either, and that's what we're working on. That's what this podcast is meant to be, is motivation and inspiration and creativity and finding your path toward becoming an author, becoming the writer that I know you all have inside of you at your core. So how to be a writer when you have a day job. So I have an interesting career as a therapist where I don't necessarily work 9 to 5. That may be changing soon, but currently I'm working all different crazy hours. So one day I might work 3 hours, I might see a few clients and have some paperwork and go to a meeting, and another day I might work 12 hours. So my work schedule is a little bit hectic, so I really have to set some time aside for myself. I literally have to schedule in time to write. So, like every other working professional, I tend to get things done on the weekends. Hence my podcast typically being on Sundays. I'm sorry I'm a day late. I got a little caught up with some other things yesterday. So, if you have a day job, if you have crazy hours, my advice to you is to find an hour a week. And I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but if you start small and you put in that hour of time each week, you can gradually start to build up. Now, something that I talk about with my clients in session, especially if they're trying to get into a fitness routine, and you know, it happens to be in the month of January when people talk to me about this the most. Of course, Happy New Year, New Year's resolutions, New Year, New Me, all that crap. By the way, hate New Year's resolutions. I don't know if you knew that, but that's something I do not believe in, because I think you should make the most of every day and live in the moment. So a lot of what my clients tell me, and not everybody, but most people, they'll say when they're trying to start a new workout routine and a new, you know, health routine, they'll say, okay, I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. every single day this week, and I'm going to hit the gym for an hour, and then I'm going to make a green smoothie, and then I'm going to do my meditation. And I stop them. Almost always I will pause them gently and say, what about instead of going from 0 to 100, adding in those small increments of time where you go to the gym, or those small increments of time where you meditate or have your green smoothie once or twice a week. Start there. Instead of diving right into every single day I'm going to do this. Because what tends to happen is you burn yourself out. So if you're doing this every day, it only lasts for so long. And I see this time and time again, where January 1st, how many people are in the gym? And you've seen this probably in everyday life and in New Year's resolution time. You go to a 24-hour fitness on January 1st or 2nd, and it's packed. I mean, it's packed. And then what happens, let's say a week or two after, it starts to die down a little bit. The crowd starts to dwindle down. So what I'm saying here is, this is sort of an analogy for writing. And if you have an intense work schedule, or if you just have a standard Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 kind of thing, put in an hour or two a week and start off with that, and just write as much as you can. You can even set a timer for yourself, and at the end of that hour, you just close up your laptop or close up your notebook and you finish. And if you have the time, you know, if you're on a break at work, you know, you have your 10 minutes, you can write a sentence or two. Okay. I think what we're looking for here is quality, not quantity. So remember that in your writing, that we want to have quality writing and not the quantity of time that you spend writing. That's what's most important. So remember Drake's song 0 to 100, and listen to that if you need some motivation, but do not live your life as a writer going 0 to 100, because you're going to burn yourself out, and it's not sustainable to write every single day unless you have the time, or you are working part-time, or maybe you're in between, or maybe you're a stay-at-home parent. I don't know. Even then, I would say gradually work your way up to adding more time in incrementally for writing. And that goes for other things too. If you are wanting to start a new workout routine, if you're wanting to start a new yoga class, if you're wanting to do anything that's going to be a major change to your lifestyle and a major change to your schedule, start off slow. Be the sloth. Okay, everyone, that's all I have for you tonight. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.